This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, you hear about these people and they talk about Christmas presents and Christmas gifts and they come to the conclusion, I don't want a gift.
Nope.
They're like, I don't really want a gift, so don't bother getting me anything. Well, I've got bad news for you. One out of four of those people is lying straight to your face. They found that 25% of the people who say they don't want a gift actually does. But they say they won't be upset if you don't give them one. And they probably won't, but they secretly hoped you would.
How many of this is wives? You know how a husband and wives agree not to exchange gifts, and then she gets him something and he doesn't get her anything because you agreed not to?
Not as high as you would expect, Kato, only about 99%. But they say that the person who says they don't want a gift will be upset if you don't get them something. That's about 10% of them. 8% says they won't be upset if you don't get them, and they'll actually be upset if you break the rule and get them something.
Yes.
Now, that's because they're feeling guilty then because they followed the rules and they didn't get you anything. Tori, has this happened to you?
Yeah. And it's funny because for our wedding, we talked about, because you know, sometimes you get each other wedding gifts.
Yeah.
I was like, let's just not worry about it. We got enough money going into this. And then he shows up with the prettiest string of pearls. And I just start crying. And I'm like, but I didn't get you anything. So.
But see, I'm not feeling guilty because I didn't get them anything. I'm actually a little angry because they got me something because we agreed not to. And they broke the rules. And now I look like the bad guy, even though they're the ones that's the jerk because they broke the rules.
I knew someone who kept like a spare gift year-round, just something that would always work, hidden away in the house. And that way, if his wife ever came home and did that, he'd be like, I also have you something.
It says happy birthday, but Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
No, you leave that part open, silly goose, and then you just write it in.
I told you, gift cards. Okay. Always just carry a bunch of gift cards around. Pass them out like candy.
Now, well, I was younger. They didn't have gift cards as commonly. And so I was fortunate enough. My grandparents gave me an album, a record album, and it was something that I already had. So it was brand new in the wrapper, and my best friend, Sean Tucker, he surprised me with a gift that year. And I was able to whip around, pull out this, still had a bow on it and everything, record album. It was AC/DC.
That said to Tom.
I did not say to Tom.
Change it real quick.
And I was able to give him that, so it saved my bacon having that spare gift.
But if you not had that, though, what would you have done?
I would have gotten mad.
Yeah. And by the way, Hawk, you can't keep spare gift cards in your car. I could see me, well, I got that gift card from McDonald's. I'll just run by there and get me something.
Yeah, you can.
Then I'll use them all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that old people, they do that too. They like, I've got everything I need, hon. Don't buy me anything. You know, but just buy for your family this year. So they'll say they don't need anything or they don't want a gift.
Well, my mom, and I know she loves Red Lobster. So every year I get her a Red Lobster gift card, and then I go and get to eat with her on it.
Well, yeah.
So it works out for me.
That's a win-win.
Yeah.
And that's why restaurant gift cards are so good, because a lot of times you get invited along.
Yeah.
Of course, you don't want to cheap out too much, because then all of a sudden the two of you are splitting a $25 gift card.
Yeah, true.
You want to get at least one that'll cover two people.
And then when you go over, it's like, Mom, I'm going to need $20 extra because we went over. You spent your gift already.
We need your card now, that credit card.
Well, when you add it up, there's about 20% of the people who say they don't want anything, but then they'll either get mad at you if you get something because they didn't want you to, or they'll get mad if you didn't get them something because they secretly hoped you would. So it's a gambling game, even though you have supposedly removed the gambling from it.
I want to get rid of gift giving altogether.
Don't listen to Mom when she says, don't worry about me. I'm just happy everybody's going to be here. Because here's the thing. She's been out buying for everyone else in the family. Everyone's going to have a gift to open, and she gets to just sit there. So don't forget to get Mom something and put something in her stocking.
You see the video?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, Mom gets her own stocking. You know, she sits it out there, and the guy's like, whose is that? She buys her own stocking stuff and makes her own stocking.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
If I do that, I'm going big on my stocking gifts.
So, husbands, get your wife's stockings out of her drawer. Hang them over the fireplace.
Yeah, not the pantyhose, though, because there's too much stuff you can put in there. They stretch.
No, they do.
What are you talking about, Tori? You and Kato knew what you were talking about.
So, there's a video going around of a mom saying that come Christmas, when everyone's opening their gifts, and specifically the stockings, she just kind of sits there because she's the one who gets the gift. She's the one who fills the stockings.
Right.
So then she has nothing.
Oh, I saw a different one. I saw where the dad was like, whose is that?
Yeah.
And she's like, that's my stocking, hon.
Yeah.
He's like, well, Santa Claus is good to you.
It's a PSA reminder for guys. You've got to fill your wife's stocking. If you know what I mean.
I think I do.
Yeah. But you know those little lifesavers, candies like that? Something simple.
Yeah, you want to be careful. She's on a diet.
True.
I'm thinking, what is a good thing for the wife stocking stuffer?
Oh,
don't look at me.
Like, always asking Kato. But, I mean, you could do, like, Ulta gift cards. You could do little lip glosses. You could do little gift cards to get nails done. I mean, there's all kinds of little stuff
Makeup's
like that.
Makeup's very difficult because you got to know what to get.
No, I'm talking about the brushes and stuff. You got like painter's brushes and stuff. They got to put all that stuff on.
And an Ulta gift card, that's a gift. That's not a stocking stuffer.
Well,
that's expensive.
You don't have to spend a ton on
it. You know what? Fuzzy socks. You can always do that.
Fuzzy socks.
Socks inside the sock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Seuss novel.
Women are like, oh, God, this is worse than we imagined.
No,
you know, it's so funny. Tom's like, he is oblivious. Like, he's not done this ever. Like, what do you put in a woman's stocking?
Oh, yeah, Tom. What
do you put in Jamie's every year?
I get her big gifts, so I don't worry about the stocking. I don't even know if she and I have stockings.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, I mean, the kids have stockings, but I don't think we have stockings.
I got a stocking. You don't?
I don't think so. I have, my mom has the one from when I was a little boy, but I don't think we put it out anymore. But yeah, I mean, I get her big gifts. I'm a big gift giver.
Well, but if you're doing stockings, the whole point, they're little gifts. So that's why, like, fuzzy socks, stuff like that would be perfect for a stocking stuffer
Anything
gift.
Anything you see at the pharmacy, it's there, you know. Or when you're checking out at TJ Maxx and got a roll of stuff, you can just buy, like, massage balls for her feet and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I'll be going crazy at that TJ Maxx line.
You know what? The dryer balls that you put in the dryer so your clothes don't get all staticky.
You scared me when you said anything at the pharmacy. I'm like, what are you getting? Getting Preparation H, Dr. Scholl's
cornholes, cough drops.
You got to go down the special aisle. It's got all the little stocking stuffers aisle.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about Xanax?
Depends on who she's married to.
So I think the kids alone could bring you to that.
So the pharmacist is Santa Claus.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I have the one thing that parents forget for Christmas morning, and I'll tell you what that is coming up here in just a second.
Yep, I know.
Okay. You already know it?
I don't.
All right. Well, I will tell you in just a second. When it comes to Christmas toys, do you know that retailers sell more toys in December than all the other months of the year combined?
It makes sense.
Because of Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah. Buying toys for the kids. It's all about toys and Christmas and all that stuff.
Wow, Kato, are you awake?
Barely.
And do you know, like even the top Christmas toys this year have more computer power on them than the Apollo 11 mission to the moon back, in the 60s.
Wow.
How about that? I'm like, more computer power than that spaceship that went up.
So what you're telling me is I can go to the moon.
You need a team behind you, and you need not just computer power, but also the lander and all that stuff, and the rocket.
Exactly. But it's amazing, though, how technology has come along so much that, I mean, because you think about those big space missions when they went up in the air, and of course, Tom's dad and brother worked at NASA. So we have in our toys now, like that singing, talking Elmo or whatever, it's got more computer power than the spaceship did.
There's no question that most of our home computers are far more powerful than what they used to send Apollo to the moon.
Yeah, it's craziness.
Allegedly.
So, what are you parents forgetting when it comes to Christmas morning? You probably know by now.
Batteries.
Batteries. Yep. 90% of Americans admit they have forgotten to buy batteries for Christmas morning.
Now, see, that's something where we plan ahead. We just have a huge drawer of batteries. And so it's not even just a Christmas thing. It's just a big drawer of AA and AAA batteries, well, and even a few C's and D's.
Not everybody's fancy like you.
That's
and can
not
afford
fancy.
Those batteries. They're expensive.
Yeah, you go to Costco and you buy one of those little bulk packs.
Yeah, but sometimes those AAA, you never use them, and so you think you have them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, one of those toys takes like four of them, and you're too short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or what's worse is you hear the little chirp in the middle of the night. Beep.
Mine went off this week.
And you know, mine did too.
Yes.
I'm like, I laid down to go to sleep. 15 minutes later, I hear a chirp. And I'm like, oh man, I'm going to wake the kids up. I had to search for which fire alarm was beeping. And it had the 9-volt battery, which you never have enough of those.
Oh, I don't even have any.
Yeah. Mine, I have two different kinds of batteries, 9-volt and then the AAA or whatever, or AA's. So I'm sitting there digging, looking for anything with a 9-volt battery in the middle of the night to take out of so I could make my alarm, fire alarm not go off.
What takes 9-volt now? Because I only have that AAA and AA because that's the only things I use in my house.
Fire alarms.
Yeah, fire alarms.
Mine's about AA.
I know, but some of them have the 9-volt.
Yeah, some.
But anyway, what did I have? I had some kind of gadget. I don't know. I think it was my... carbon monoxide detector.
You don't need that.
I don't need that. I don't need my fire alarm to be off so I can get some sleep. So that's what I swapped those batteries out. But you are forgetting batteries during the holiday season. And then 54% of parents end up running out to buy batteries last minute. Thank you, Dollar General Store.
Yeah.
Open on Christmas, I hope. You crossing your fingers, or you're finding some kind of convenience store to find some batteries for toys.
Well, let this just go ahead and look through or think about what you got your kids and go ahead and get batteries.
There you go. That's
be prepared.
So, sometimes you don't even know. You buy so many gifts, you're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize those need batteries.
You do because you look.
It ain't that many sizes. And if you just go buy the bulk packs at Costco or Sam's Club, you're set.
And of course, Santa don't tell you what kind of gifts he's bringing, so you don't know what to have. That type of battery Santa brings.
And if you buy the bulk ones, it's kind of like buying forever stamps. They're going to get used sooner or later.
You're like the king of batteries. It's like, batteries for all of my friends.
Oh, no.
But now, don't they expire at some point? They
get weaker? It's like 10 years later. Because when you buy them, it'll have a date on them, and it's like 10 years they're good for.
26% of parents accidentally purchase the wrong type of battery for new toys.
I've done that.
Yeah, I have to. You get home like, oh, man, those are AAAs and not AA's. That ain't good.
Because when I give a gift that requires batteries, I include the batteries. I'll just tape it to the gift. I've taped the wrong size battery to a gift.
Yeah, I saw a meme where it had just a little pack of batteries, like two batteries in a little package. It said, gift not included.
Oh, that's cool.
That's great. So this Christmas, buy your kids a toy and not any batteries, just to remind them who's in charge.
It'll be a lot quieter Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you guys started getting any Christmas cards yet?
I have. I've gotten about 6 or 7.
You know, we don't get as many as we used to. I think people are like inflation. They're just not doing them this year.
Well,
but we have gotten a few. And the big ones, the popular ones, are the Christmas cards that are basically they went on their phone, grabbed a few shots, and then stuck them on a Christmas card.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Every now and then you'll get someone who did professional photos, and you can tell the difference. But either way, it's nice to see the person and their family.
I've seen a lot of the Christmas email or / online cards that people will send you.
Okay.
It's like it's more online now.
I haven't seen any of those because we don't look.
Merry Christmas from the so-and-so family.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Just flip through, look at their selfies, call it a Christmas.
I don't count online cards. Now, one thing that's funny, my mom always gets one from her college roommate, and every year it's the same. It's like a short book on how their family's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that like bragging? I'm going to tell you, our family's better than yours.
It used to be, Cato, but now it's more like, oh, well, so-and-so died, and, you know, remember so-and-so? Aww. They've died, because my parents are getting older.
Oh, wow.
So it's a mallet to brag on who's got the most people who died that year.
Wow.
But I got one of those kind of letters I wanted to read you guys. This is from a friend of mine in high school, and I got a kick out of it. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
His name is Sam, and the letter says, "Hey, it's that time of year again when we tell you a little about our family and how things have gone.
Mm-hmm.
First, Landon. He is our precocious and super annoying 3-year-old. He whines all the time and doesn't go to sleep when he's told. He cries when he doesn't get gushers after dinner. Most of the artwork he brings home from church nursery is awful. He is our pride and joy and our source of a drinking problem."
Okay, well, that sounds brutally honest.
"Hunter is our energetic yet surprisingly unathletic 9-year-old. He just got cut from a soccer team that doesn't even keep score in their games."
Oh, no.
I know. How does that even happen?
Yeah.
"He spends most of his time on his iPad and said his first swear word this year."
Aww.
Super exciting. Maddie is 18, and she goes over her data each month on her cell phone. She was grounded for 2 weeks this fall after she snuck a guy in her window to watch a movie.
Wow.
She got fired from Sephora after telling her boss, "Just because I'm on the schedule doesn't mean I have to show up." She wants to drop out of school to become Insta-famous.
Okay.
And Sam and Lisa, somehow still married after all these years. Sam still tucks his t-shirts into his jeans and just took money out of our retirement account to buy a fishing boat.
Oh.
His shoes are still on the steps after I told him 3 times to take them upstairs. Merry Christmas from the Allen family.
Well, that was very realistic.
Now, if I got that, yeah. I want that.
I want to read that one because most of the time, you know, you start reading those Christmas letters and you get like the first paragraph like, never mind.
Yeah. Oh, so-and-so may be on a roll.
But he just caught you right off the bat there with just some brutal truth.
I'm pretty sure it was her, but yeah.
Oh, she did. I'm sorry.
I will say that I look forward to their Christmas cards now because that's the brutally honest Christmas card is actually pretty funny.
Okay. Is that a new trend?
I don't know, but it should be. And I'm thinking about doing it for ours next year. We've already done this year's, but maybe next year I'll just tell a little story about everything.
Your family's perfect. Kids perfect. Wife perfect.
Wait just a minute. You've already sent out your Christmas cards this year?
Yep.
I didn't get one from you.
It just went out yesterday.
Sure it did.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We always hear about the naughty list.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on the naughty list, you're going to get coal and switches and nothing good at all for Christmas. It turns out in the woke world we live in today, that may not be the case after all.
Oh, no.
87% of parents, almost 90% of parents, think that Santa will come anyway, even if their kids are on the naughty list. How crazy is that? What is the point of even having a naughty list?
Well, if Santa already made all those gifts, what's he going to do with them?
He can give them to kids that were not naughty.
Yeah, it's like the participation trophies.
Right.
Everybody gets a trophy because you played on the team.
But, yeah.
But you can't give one to the most valuable player because that'll make the others feel bad.
Tori, did you really mean what you just said?
I didn't listen to her.
Well, in a way, huh? But I was trying not to make things super obvious.
But honestly, does anybody pay attention to the rules? I just don't even bring up the naughty list anymore.
Why?
Just because what parent really, uses that technique?
It's Santa that uses the technique.
But they're like the gatekeeper. They're the ones going, you know what? You better be nice or not naughty because Santa knows and he won't bring you a present. They're the reminding of the kids all the time.
Every time the kid is bad, they remind them of that.
Uh-huh.
But then the kid still gets gifts as though he was good all year.
Let Santa handle all that. You don't even have to mention his parents anymore. Just let Santa handle it.
Well, they say an average of about 51% of gifts come from Santa, 49% from the parents. So they would take a pretty big hit if this was followed truly. If you lost half of your Christmas presents because you were naughty, you would feel it.
Well, what's going to happen in this PC world we live in? Santa's not going to deliver some toys because someone said that they were naughty, so-called.
So-called? Santa is the guy who knows whether you were naughty or not.
Then they're going to take him to court and sue Santa and saying, hey, you know what? I wasn't as naughty. I should have at least been, on the list. And then you're going to see this big court battle go out. And then before you know it, Santa Claus is going to be going to jail or something,
So what Hawk is saying, kids, is do whatever you want because you're still going to get the toys.
That's how I took it.
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
That's what it sounded like.
Not at all.
And then there'll be commercials years later. Were you naughty and received toys this Christmas?
Yeah.
Call the law firm.
Of 999999 because we sued Santa.
Yeah.
They say that also Santa is responsible for the best gifts that kids get.
Well, yeah.
If Santa really held to this, you would lose not only half your gifts, but the best half of your gifts.
It'd be good.
Right, but except for now they're saying 87% of parents think that their kids are going to get these toys even if they're on the naughty list.
They think they are.
You know what? We need more grace and mercy. Look how much that you mess up all the time.
And mercy is what's destroying this world.
No, not at all.
It absolutely is.
No, you're wrong because
it's biblical because
that's what Jesus did for us. So that's not what is destroying this world.
It's destroying this world. We're letting people out after they commit crimes.
No, I'm not going there.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Grace and mercy.
I'm not saying for those kind of things, there's certain things that are that you have to, there's consequences to what you do. But there's also where you get angry. Don't you get angry sometimes?
That's what the consequences are when Santa doesn't do the naughty kids' joys.
No, like when you're naughty, aren't you naughty sometimes to your wife? And she gives you grace and mercy sometimes. I'm talking about being...
That's a personal issue.
I'm talking about being angry, all right?
You're a pervert.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about being angry or you're short-tempered with her, and she gives you grace and mercy. If she did not do that, she'd get angry and mad at you, and before you know it, you're in a big fight.
This mercy is what's destroying the world. The kids go out, and they go and they be naughty, and then 87% of them still don't pay the punishment for being naughty.
What's naughty? Like, what if I got a good heart, but I do not good things
sometimes?
That's
what I'm saying.
What if naughty is whenever you don't do what your parents tell you, you go out, you destroy stuff, you sneak out at night and you're breaking into cars like so many kids are doing these
days. You're being extreme.
I'm not being extreme.
Like what? 12-year-old is breaking into cars.
Have you not been on Nextdoor lately?
What?
They have videos every day of kids breaking into cars.
You're just making up stuff now.
I'm not making anything up.
Yeah,
I'm watching videos of it happen.
There is a moral compass out there. Like, is it what Tori's talking about? Is it like the kid threw a little fit? You know what? And they come back and they go, I'm sorry, Mommy. I'm sorry that I did that. I shouldn't have done that. Then you got to give grace and mercy.
I think you're an idiot. That's not what this is talking about.
When you start name calling, you've lost the battle already.
This is about being naughty. This is about being naughty.
He lost it.
You can't lose anything. Your entire stance has been to let everyone go free for their crimes.
No, I did not. You're painting it. I said there's consequences for extreme crimes.
Yes, you know what the consequences are? You don't get your presents.
He's one of those that don't let you talk.
Tommy said grace and mercy, not forgiveness. You don't forgive him.
But yeah, that's what grace and mercy are. You don't forget. You got, you know, that's still. Hey, little Jimmy was still naughty, okay? He was naughty, and we saw that. But did he have grace and forgiveness? Did he have a repentant heart when he did that naughty thing? Broke into that guy's car.
This is why our world's just falling apart.
Oh, you're just painting it out too extreme. No, you're being extreme now.
You are literally explaining how this happened as people started feeling bad for the bad guy. They made the bad guy a victim.
This conversation is more than a 5-minute conversation. You can't just throw it out there and somebody is a winner or loser.
You know who did that? Which one is Batman, DC or Marvel?
DC.
DC did that because growing up, Batman's villains were always just the villains. But now you get the backstory and you're like, poor Joker. And so now all of a sudden you feel bad for the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like the Wicked Broadway show.
Elphaba. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what's wrong with the world.
Bless her heart.
Marvel and DC.
All right. Hey, Merry Christmas, y'all.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.